Welcome back to another episode of Today's Prepper, Meat Preservation, Keeping Meat Fresh Without Refrigeration. Are you looking to unlock the secrets of preserving meat without the need for refrigeration? Imagine a scenario where you can keep your meat fresh and flavorsome without relying on modern-day cooling methods. In this ultimate guide, we delve into the art of meat preservation methods that have stood the test of time. From dehydrating to salting, cold smoking to pressure canning, we will uncover the ancient techniques that ensure your meat stays delicious for an extended period. Join us on this culinary journey as we explore innovative ways to store meat without refrigeration, offering you a valuable resource for self-sufficiency and food security. Discover the timeless wisdom of preserving meat and elevate your culinary skills to new heights. Importance of meat preservation. Preserving meat without refrigeration has been a crucial practice throughout history, offering sustenance during times when modern cooling systems were not available. Traditional methods of meat preservation such as salting, smoking, and drying played a vital role in ensuring food security for communities. These techniques were essential before the invention of refrigeration and continue to be relevant today for various reasons. Traditional methods of meat preservation. Salting, one of the oldest methods, involves covering the meat in salt to draw out moisture, inhibiting bacterial growth and spoilage. Smoking meat not only imparts a distinct flavor but also acts as a natural preservative by exposing the meat to smoke, which contains antimicrobial properties. Drying meat, commonly known as jerky, removes moisture and prevents rapid spoilage, allowing for long-term storage without refrigeration. Challenges of preserving meat without refrigeration. Preserving meat without refrigeration poses unique challenges due to the risk of bacterial contamination and spoilage. Inadequate storage conditions can lead to foodborne illnesses and waste. Without the consistent cold temperatures provided by refrigeration, maintaining meat quality and safety becomes a complex task. Overcoming these obstacles requires careful attention to detail and adherence to proven preservation techniques honed over centuries. Preserving meat without refrigeration not only honors our culinary heritage but also presents an opportunity to connect with traditional practices that have sustained societies for generations. By understanding the importance of these preservation methods, we can appreciate the ingenuity of our ancestors and ensure food security in various situations where refrigeration is not an option. Dehydrating meat. Preserving meat through dehydration is a reliable method that offers numerous benefits. By removing the water content from meat, dehydrating helps extend its shelf life significantly while maintaining its nutritional value. Here's why dehydrating is an effective way to preserve meat and ensure its quality. Benefits of dehydrating. Extended shelf life. Dehydrating meat removes moisture, inhibiting the growth of bacteria and spoilage. This preservation method allows meat to be stored for extended periods without refrigeration. Nutritional preservation. Dehydrating meat retains most of its nutritional value, including protein content, vitamins, and minerals. It ensures that essential nutrients are not lost during the preservation process. Portability and convenience. Dehydrated meat is lightweight and compact, making it ideal for outdoor activities such as camping, hiking, or emergencies. It's a convenient option for on-the-go protein sources. Rich flavor concentration. The dehydration process intensifies the flavors of the meat, resulting in a concentrated taste that adds depth to dishes when the meat is rehydrated for consumption. Step-by-step dehydrating process. Selecting and preparing meat. Choose lean cuts of meat and trim off excess fat. Slice the meat thinly and evenly for consistent drying. Seasoning. Optionally season the meat with spices, herbs, or marinades to enhance flavor. This step adds a personal touch to the dehydrated meat. Pre-treatment. Some meats benefit from pre-treatment methods such as marinating, blanching, or using curing mixtures before dehydration to improve texture and taste. Dehydrating equipment. Use a food dehydrator or an oven set to a low temperature to dry the meat. Arrange the meat slices in a single layer on trays for even airflow. Drying process. Dry the meat at the recommended temperature until it reaches the desired level of dryness. Check periodically to ensure even dehydration. Storage. Once the meat is fully dehydrated, allow it to cool before transferring to airtight containers or vacuum-sealed bags. Store in a cool, dark place for optimal preservation. By following these steps, you can effectively dehydrate meat for long-term storage without the need for refrigeration. Whether you're stocking up for outdoor adventures or preparing for emergencies, dehydrating meat is a practical and nutritious way to preserve this essential protein source. The science behind salting meat for preservation is an age-old technique that relies on the power of salt to inhibit the growth of harmful bacteria. When meat is salted, the salt draws out moisture from the cells through osmosis. This reduction in moisture content creates an environment where bacteria struggle to survive, effectively preserving the meat for an extended period. The salt also helps to denature proteins, further inhibiting bacterial growth. The chemistry of salt preservation and its impact on meat preservation. Salt works by lowering the water activity in the meat, making it inhospitable for bacteria to thrive. This decrease in water availability impedes the enzymatic and microbial reactions that lead to spoilage. Additionally, salt can penetrate the meat, creating a hostile environment for bacteria. Best practices for salting meat: use the right type of salt. Opt for kosher salt or sea salt, as they lack additives like iodine that can affect the flavor or preservation process. Even distribution. Ensure the salt is evenly distributed over the meat surface for consistent preservation. Proper timing. Allow enough time for the salt to work its magic. The duration of salting varies based on the type of meat and desired preservation length. Temperature control. Store salted meat in a cool, dark place to prevent spoilage and ensure effective preservation. Regular inspection. Check the meat periodically during the preservation process to monitor its condition and adjust as needed. Salting meat can be a reliable and simple method for preserving perishables without the need for refrigeration. Mastering the art of salting empowers you to enjoy flavorful and safely preserved meat over extended periods, even in the absence of modern cooling methods. Cold smoking for meat preservation. Preserving meat without refrigeration is a time-honored tradition that continues to be relevant today. One of the methods used for meat preservation is cold smoking. Cold smoking is a technique that imparts flavor to meat while also helping in extending its shelf life. Let's dive into the process of cold smoking as a method to preserve meat without the need for refrigeration. Cold smoking versus hot smoking. Cold smoking and hot smoking are two distinct methods used for meat preservation. The main difference lies in the temperature at which the meat is smoked. Cold smoking involves smoking meat at temperatures below 85 degrees Fahrenheit, 29 degrees Celsius, while hot smoking is done at higher temperatures around 165 degrees Fahrenheit, 74 degrees Celsius, or more. Cold smoking is primarily used for flavor enhancement and preservation rather than cooking the meat. Steps to cold smoke meat. Prepare the meat. Start by selecting the meat you want to smoke. Beef, pork, poultry, and fish are common choices. Ensure the meat is properly trimmed and cleaned before smoking. Brining, optional. Brining the meat in a salt solution can enhance flavor and moisture retention. Submerge the meat in the brine for a few hours to overnight, depending on the thickness of the cut. Set up the smoker. Use a dedicated smoker for cold smoking. Ensure it is well ventilated to allow the smoke to circulate around the meat evenly. Apply smoke. Light the smoking wood chips or chunks in the smoker. Once the smoker is producing smoke, place the meat inside. Monitor temperature. Keep the smoking chamber at a consistent temperature below 85 degrees Fahrenheit, 29 degrees Celsius. This can be achieved by using a cold smoke generator or by controlling the airflow. Monitor smoking time. The length of smoking time varies depending on the type and thickness of the meat. It can range from a few hours to several days. Cold smoking is not only a method of preserving meat but also a way to infuse delicious smoky flavors into your favorite cuts. With the right techniques and attention to detail, you can enjoy the art of cold smoking and savor the results in your meals. Pressure canning techniques for meat preservation. Pressure canning is a modern and reliable method for preserving meat without refrigeration, offering a safe and effective way to extend the shelf life of meats. This technique involves using a pressure canner to process the meat at high temperatures, ensuring that harmful bacteria are destroyed and the meat is properly preserved for long-term storage. Benefits and safety of pressure canning. Pressure canning comes with several advantages when it comes to preserving meat. One of the key benefits is the ability to store meat for an extended period without the need for refrigeration, making it ideal for homesteaders, campers, or anyone looking to stock up on supplies. Additionally, pressure canning helps retain the nutritional value and flavor of the meat, providing tasty and nutritious meals even in non-refrigerated conditions. Safety is paramount when it comes to pressure canning. It is crucial to follow safe canning practices to prevent the risk of contamination and foodborne illnesses. Important safety measures to consider include ensuring your pressure canner is in good working condition, using tested recipes from reliable sources, and following the recommended processing times and pressures for different types of meats. Pressure canning process explained. The pressure canning process involves several key steps to effectively preserve meat for long-term storage. Firstly, prepare your meat by cutting it into appropriate sizes and removing excess fat. Next, pack the meat into clean canning jars, leaving the recommended headspace to allow for proper sealing during processing. After preparing the jars, it's time to fill the pressure canner with the required amount of water and place the jars inside. Seal the canner securely and follow the manufacturer's instructions to bring it up to the correct pressure. Once the canner reaches the desired pressure, begin processing the meat for the specified time to ensure thorough sterilization. By following the proper pressure canning techniques, you can safely preserve meat without refrigeration, ensuring the supply of delicious and nutritious meals even in non-traditional storage conditions. Combining preservation methods, preserving meat without refrigeration can be a flavorful adventure when combining different preservation techniques. One exciting way to enhance the taste and extend the shelf life of preserved meat is by creating unique flavors through a combination of methods like smoking and salting. Creating unique flavors through combination. When you combine smoking and salting methods, you not only add layers of flavor to the meat but also contribute to its preservation. Smoking infuses a rich smoky essence into the meat, while salting acts as a natural preservative by drawing out moisture and inhibiting the growth of harmful bacteria. The result is a tantalizing blend of smokiness and savory saltiness that elevates the overall taste profile of the preserved meat. By marrying smoking and salting techniques, you not only extend the longevity of the meat but also unlock a symphony of flavors that tantalize the taste buds. The smokiness adds depth, while the saltiness enhances the natural flavors of the meat. This harmonious union of preservation methods transforms ordinary meat into a culinary masterpiece that is both delicious and long-lasting. Experimenting with different combinations of preservation methods allows you to customize the flavor profile of the preserved meat according to your preferences. Whether you prefer a more robust smoky taste or a subtler hint of salt, the possibilities are endless when you creatively blend preservation techniques. So, unleash your culinary creativity and explore the endless opportunities that arise from combining preservation methods for flavorful and long-lasting meat preservation. Conclusion. The ultimate guide to preserving meat without refrigeration offers a multitude of methods to ensure your meat stays fresh and flavorful for extended periods. From drying and canning to curing and hot packing, there are numerous ways to store meat without the need for a fridge. This versatility not only provides practical solutions for off-grid living or emergency situations but also allows for a deeper connection to traditional food preservation methods. By mastering these techniques, you can enjoy the benefits of preserved meat without being limited by refrigeration. Embrace the art of meat preservation and savor the taste of success in your culinary endeavors. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Today's Prepper.